I'm tapping my pen nervously at the front desk as I watch the clock tick forward. It's the day of your second session, and I have no idea if you'll show. Did I take it too far during your first tattoo? Absolutely I did. But you seem to enjoy every moment of it. Still, I worry you won't come. I bet you have a boyfriend or a husband or something. That thought makes me want to rage and jealousy. Thankfully, though, you end my suffering, and my heart skips a beat when the bells on the front door jingle and you walk in. You're wearing a black skirt today. How did you know that's my favorite color, baby? I can't help but chuckle as you stammer out a nervous greeting. This healed up nicely, I say after getting you back on the table. We make idle small talk, which is fine. I want you to feel at ease with me. The muscles in my shoulders instantly relax at the sight of you lying back and waiting for my touch, eager for the sting of my tattoo gun. And then there it is, that subtle bite of your lip that tells me everything I need to know. You want me again. I can feel it in the way your knees tremble together and your breath hitches when I touch your thigh. You want me again, don't you, my little tattoo princess? As I ready my supplies, I ask, are you ready for round two? It's okay to be nervous, baby. You know I'll take care of you. Do you want it? Just like last time? It's a loaded question, and you know exactly what I mean. You nod, and I'm already rock hard against my jeans. That way you bite your lip is so goddamn distracting. Open your legs for me, just like you did last session. Just like that, princess. Hey, do you like the sound of my voice? Seems like it calms you a little. I can talk to you more if you want. I do love to talk. Maybe I'll let you in on what I'm thinking. Would you like that? I load up my gun and place a hand over the skin on your thigh. I'm thinking you smell like vanilla and your skin is so soft and that's so goddamn sexy. I'm thinking, I hope I don't fuck up your tattoo because all I can think about is tasting you again. You know, I haven't stopped thinking about burying my face in that delicious pussy of yours again. Oh, and here we go. Deep breath. 3, 2, 1. You're doing great, princess. Sit nice and still. Just like that. Your little hand is shaking from nerves as you hold on to my shoulder, and I stop immediately. Hey, come here, baby. I stand and open my arms, and you melt into my hug. The pain's too much this time, huh? That's okay. I know it can hurt going over the old lines again like this. I have an idea. One for the pain. One for the nerves. They're both a little unconventional, but fun. Want to try it? Good. I reach into the drawer of my station and pull out two things that I think you're gonna like. This is numbing cream. It'll dull the pain, I explain as I rub it gently over your inner thigh. And this, I hold up a red handkerchief. is for your eyes. I circle around and tie the handkerchief around your brows. Close your eyes, princess. I'm gonna take such good care of you. This is gonna feel so nice. You sit for me like such a good girl. You're my tattoo, princess, and this session is gonna be even better than the last one. Just listen to my voice. You like my voice, don't you, baby? Does it make you feel all warm inside when I talk to you like this? Focus on that feeling and lean into my touch. Don't be scared of me, princess. I've got you. I'm here. Yes, there we go. Wow. Look at how beautifully your legs fall open for me now. See? This is helping. The pain is gone, baby. Only pleasure. The feel of my touch trailing up your thigh. The sound of my voice soothing you and turning you on all at once. My shading needle pricks your skin and you don't flinch. And at the same time, my hand pushes up your skirt. Again, you don't tremble. And the sigh you make is like music over the buzzing of the gun. You like my hands, huh? Well, my hands like you too. Especially right here. I let my fingertips graze the wet fabric of your panties. Next session, don't wear anything under your skirt, all right? Next time, I've got big plans for you. But today, we're gonna go nice and slow. And I'm gonna make you come while I shade your tattoo. Feels nice all numbed up, doesn't it? I gently tug at your panties. Why don't you go ahead and take these off for me? Keep your eyes closed. I have a surprise for you, baby. Pausing my shading for a moment, I reach back into the drawer and pull out another treat for my tattoo princess. This one's even better than the numbing cream. You'll see. The handkerchief covers your eyes, but I can see your beautiful smile. You're excited, and you trust me, and that alone turns me on all the more. Once I'm ready, I resume shading your skin, and my hand wanders back up to your wet pussy. I groan when I feel you bare and waiting for me with open legs, inviting me in, letting me do whatever I want to you. And believe me, there are so many things I want to do to you, princess. You took your panties off for me like such a good girl. You listen so well and take directions perfectly. See? You were scared, but you trusted me, and I made it all better, didn't I? Now, just feel my fingers as they dip into your opening, just like this. You like that, don't you? I know you do, baby. I can feel it. I love the way your hips move against me. Feel the shading needles as they prick your skin. Focus on the way my rough fingers feel inside of you. You're so wet for me, just the way I want you. Now, feel me drag some of that sweet wetness up and circle it around your clit. I chuckle as you let out a breathy whimper. Oh, yeah. Did I mention I'm using another type of trick on you now, princess? you bring out something in me that's absolutely wild for you. And I want to play with you a bit. This cream is the opposite of numbing cream. In fact, you already feel it, don't you? The tingle on your pussy, the bite on your clit. It's heating you up and getting you ready for my cock. I press the tattoo gun in a little harder, knowing you only feel the dull vibrations of its sting. That, mixed with the heating and tingling lube I'm working into you, must feel divine. And you're writhing your hips in agreement. Oh, princess, you're doing so good. I love watching my fingers pump in and out of your gorgeous little pussy. You're dripping down my wrist, princess, like such a good girl. I love how you stretch to take me. Fuck, baby, my fingers look so good inside you, and you take them so well. As my two fingers push in and out, I flick my thumb around your clit and soak in your moans. I have to taste you. God, you look so goddamn delicious with your legs spread wide like this. You've never done this for anyone else, have you? Has no other man unlocked your inner bad girl, princess? No? I'm the first, aren't I? And I think you like this too much to ever quit. I replace my thumb with my mouth, letting my unshaven sandpaper face scrape against your soft center. My tongue laps at your clit, tasting and savoring every drop of you. And you must want me bad, baby, because only a few minutes of my mouth devouring you is your beautiful undoing, and I relish every moment, every flutter of your tight walls against my knuckles. Of course, I lick one clean when I remove them slowly. I reserve my other drenched finger for you, and rub your wetness on your lips, smearing your pink lipstick. Suck it clean for me. Like a good girl. See how nice you taste. Can you see why I'm addicted to you, baby? You obey, and the feel of your sucking while your tongue licks at my skin has me throbbing in need. I'd love to have those lush lips wrapped around my cock soon. God, you're so fucking sexy when you come. You came so hard and so good, princess. I could eat you like my own personal dessert every day and never get tired of it. Oh, and you'll be happy to know, I'm all done with the shading for now. Surprising me, you pull me close just as I put down my gun. I chuckled darkly. I may be all done, but it doesn't look like you are. You're insatiable. You know I'm okay with this just being about you, right, princess? Getting you off, that's all I need, and I'm a happy man. No? You want this? I ask, stepping out of my jeans and pulling out my cock. I press its length against your sensitive center and you whimper in response. How about you keep that blindfold on and let me fuck you nice and slow, baby? Keep your eyes closed. Keep focusing on the sound of my voice in your ear. I rub the head of my cock up and down your wet slit as you gasp and wiggle against me. I want all of this wetness on my cock, princess. This is all mine, all my doing. You're going to come for me again, aren't you? Lining myself up with your opening, I push inside and we both moan. Fuck, you feel so good. You're so tight for me. We fit together so perfectly. I grip your hips and thrust as your body rises to meet mine. My tattoo chair scrapes against the tile floor. It's loud. We're loud. The sounds of our combined pleasure echoing through the room. And I don't remember if I locked the door, but I'm not stopping. Nothing could stop me from fucking you, from feeling you come on my cock. Someone could walk in right now and I wouldn't stop fucking you. They can wait, but this can't. Oh, God. This is all I've thought about, baby. You're the only thing on my mind day and night. Fucking you is the only thing I want. I slow my pace as your arms wrap around my neck. The energy shifts somehow, and while I'm still so fucking turned on, I feel your sweetness, and it makes me want to hold you and protect you forever. Our lips connect, and I taste your minty sweet tongue as it dances with mine. Our kisses are passionate and deep, and the connection only intensifies my desire for you. My thrusts are hard, slow, and deliberate, pushing the breath from your lungs on each impact. Oh, I love fucking you right here in my studio. You take it all so good, baby. I'm so proud of you, princess. You're doing such a good job. Your back arches as another orgasm rolls through you, and mine is close behind. The sensation of your pussy clamping on my cock is too much for me to bear. Burying myself to the hilt, I pour my release into you, not bothering to pull out or to ask permission. You're mine, I've decided, and you'll take my cum again and again. As we ride through the aftershocks of pleasure together, I gently pull out. You try to stand, but I hold onto your shoulders and pull off the handkerchief. No, not yet. You left too fast last time. I'm not done taking care of you, princess. You sit and I bandage up your tattoo before soaking a clean towel with water. Spread your legs again for me. I'm gonna clean you up. This will feel a little cold. After I clean you off, I retrieve your panties and help you slip them back on. Stay here for a minute. I'm not done. I pour you some water and make you drink, letting my touch gently stroke your knee as you come down from our intimacy. I loved that, princess. You're such a special girl. Did you know that? And fuck, you're so goddamn beautiful, too. I don't think I've ever seen a woman as beautiful as you. It's an honor to be with you like this, to ink you, to fuck you. Whatever you let me have, I want it all. When I'm satisfied that you're relaxed and assured of what a goddamn goddess you are, I help you up and whisper in your ear, "We've got one more session, princess. And I hope you know how much I care for you. Because next time, I'm not gonna be so gentle. Is that all right?" You nod. Of course you do. Because you dress and act like a little angel, but you're naughty, aren't you? Maybe you're only naughty for me. Maybe I'm the only one who gets to see you like this. The only man who undoes you with just the sound of my voice and the brush of my skin. I like that you're all mine. And I intend to keep you. My little tattoo princess is such a bad, bad girl.